Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A chance for some scattered showers today, otherwise partly sunny with our high nearing 89. Some showers may continue overnight, mostly cloudy with a low around 68. Sunny and warmer throughout Wednesday with our high of 98, and a chance for some rain throughout Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 71. Still a chance for some rain early Thursday morning, then sunny with a high of 97 and scattered showers Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 61 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Farmers across the state of Kansas working on their winter wheat harvest crop and saying that with the drought conditions that we've seen over the winter time, the crop has not been the best. And now with some of the heavy rains that we've seen over the past few weeks, it's been difficult to get it out of the ground.
This year's harvest has been anything but easy. With the cost of machinery and diesel and fuel and so forth, it just doesn't pay to harvest something like that. It's part of the ball game of being in the farming business. We're not used to fighting the weeds at harvest time.
That audio from KSN News, where they say bushels are extremely down so far with some of the preliminary harvesting, and many co-ops that saying that they're seeing less of the grain come in for wheat and that the majority of it will stay in some of the local co-ops and in the local communities.
It's definitely going to have a huge impact on both the co-op financially and our producers financially. Most of it this year, I'm guessing, will stay local and hit the local mills.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
The Kia Summer Sales event is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In June, see why the all-new Kia K5 leaves our competitors in the dust. Ready to upgrade your Nissan Altima, Honda Accord, Toyota Camry, or Ford Fusion? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new K5 and get a $2,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $2,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today. With fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine prints and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old sedan and upgrade to a new 2023 Kia K5 today and get a $2,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. Limited powertrain warranty valid till June 30th.
The Salvation Army in Kansas has announced they are partnering with the company of Evergy to help families in need, along with the elderly, individuals with disabilities, and those without access to air conditioning who cannot afford to purchase a fan for themselves, as they say they're trying to help with individuals who are coping with the dangerous temperature levels. KWCH News reports that the fans will be distributed today on June 27th at the Salvation Army centers across the state of Kansas, one of them being in the downtown at Koch Center in the city of Wichita at 3rd Market between 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., where the fans will be available to any residents in the communities while they last. In a statement from the South Central Area Commander, Major Merrill Power said, they said, quote, many residents of our community do not have access to air conditioning, creating potentially dangerous situations during these summer months. Our partnership with the company of Evergy will provide comfort and cooling to those in our neighborhoods facing physical or financial challenges. Temperatures in South Central Kansas are expected to reach into the mid-90 degrees throughout most of the week. Mid-America Network News.
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail, and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The town of Gothenburg and the Gothenburg Improvement Company said that they are inviting the public out on Wednesday this week as they announce a new $750 million business investment in the Dawson County community. KNOP News Channel 2 reports that the ceremony will take place at the Wear Parts Building in Gothenburg's Industrial Park, just east of the landmark implement, where they say that the project will have significant impact on the Corn Belt region. The announcement comes after the Gothenburg Improvement Company did say they partnered with the city for a new carbon-free energy resource that will be provided by the Central Nebraska Public Power and Irrigation District, along with Dawson Public Power District. They say the project is also working in partnership with the Nebraska Public Power District to provide the power supply and electrical services needs for the businesses. Free lunch for the announcement on Wednesday will be provided between 1 to 2 p.m., with ceremony beginning at 2 p.m., with remarks from Governor Jim Pillen and other dignitaries with the project. Mid-America Network News.
Menards is the one-stop shop for everything pet and wildlife, and it's all 11% off. Keep a wide variety of birds coming back to your feeder with Enchanted Garden Wild Bird Food. We carry a great selection of high-quality blends to ensure only the best for your backyard friends. A 40-pound bag of wild bird food is just $14.99 after rebate. Good through June 25th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The sheriff, architect, and construction manager for the jail project met with Marshall County commissioners last week to discuss next steps regarding the proposed jail. Commissioner John Unger would like to look at other financing options and also asked for a cost estimate of the 2019 proposal for addition and renovation to the current facility, as well as a checklist of items that could not be implemented at the current location versus a new build on 11th Terrace. Architect and construction manager will work together to get an updated cost for the renovation slash addition. Lease purchase option was discussed. If the board would decide to pursue the lease purchase, an updated resolution would need to be passed, and this would allow for a 30-day protest period. There is an option to pursue adding a 0.25% sales tax, but this would require legislative action next spring. County does have the ability to implement a 0.5% sales tax. This would require approval by election. If the 0.5% sales tax would pass, the county would move forward to sell sales tax revenue bonds, and there would be some additional costs involved. The advisory team will meet again in 2 weeks after gathering more information. Commissioner Fritz Blasty asked city leaders throughout the county get together to discuss the project. County clerk has contacted cities to invite local government representatives to attend the commissioner's meeting. Washington County commissioners last week discussed damage to township roads during the oil spill cleanup. NextEra Energy will contribute funds toward repair of haul routes, but not others, including some dirt roads that saw increased truck traffic. Washington County Republican Central Committee chose Chase Brazel as recommendation to replace Susan Bruna as Register of Deeds upon her transfer to Clerk of a District Court. Brazel has worked as Deputy Register of Deeds since 2022 and was the only candidate for the position. Nomination goes to the Kansas governor for approval, and the post will be up at the next election. A delegation spoke of a fundraiser planned with fireworks July 7th. Commissioners gave the okay to shoot fireworks from the Washington County Fairgrounds. Dr. Larry Stoppel submitted his resignation from the hospital board as he's retiring and leaving the area. Gage County supervisors last week officially brought to conclusion payoff of the Beatrice 6 judgment, adopting a resolution to close the judgment with any future collections to the general fund. A resolution to transfer any opioid funds from the general fund into a newly created opioid fund was established as settlement terms dictate what funds may be used for. Solar regulations recently adopted were again discussed, and a motion to remove the moratorium on solar energy conversion permits was approved.
Power Zone at the Washington County High School will host a Civil War reenactment crew Tuesday morning. They will be firing a cannon sometime between 11:30 and 12:30 Tuesday morning in Washington on the north side of the school building. Public is welcome to watch. Fire call Saturday as Hanover was dispatched to a shed fire at 2171 Zenith Road. And Greenleaf was called to hay bales on fire at 19th and Thunder Roads. George W. Stout, age 65, of Hollenburg, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church, Hanover. Burial in the Hanover City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 5 until 7, at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for George Stout. Isaac S. Weirs, age 22, of Marysville, passed away unexpectedly Friday. A funeral service is planned Friday at 1 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Diller. Burial in the Prairie Home Cemetery at Diller. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Gertis Meyer Funeral Home in Fairbury in charge of arrangements for Isaac Weirs. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, hamburger gravy with a roll of mashed potatoes, peas and apple rings, tomorrow barbecue meatballs, scalloped potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and cherries. KNDY News time is 7:14.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. Showers may continue overnight tonight, staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Staying sunny and much warmer throughout Wednesday with our highs in the lower 90s and lower 100s. Then a slight chance for some scattered showers throughout Wednesday night, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and mid-70s. Still staying warmer on Thursday, a slight chance for some rain showers early on, then mostly sunny with our highs in the lower 90s and lower 100s. Then scattered showers pick up throughout Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Easterly winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Some showers may continue as we head into Friday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower 80s and mid-90s. And scattered showers throughout Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. And some showers and thunderstorms possible on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late June, 88. Record high on this date, 109. The average low, 67, and the record low, 46. Sunset this evening, 8:58. Sunrise in the morning at 6:03. 60 this hour with a cloudy overcast. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 27th of June. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Bite Me Barbecue has more. Come stop by the bar, the salad bar, that is. Stop by daily from 11 until 7 and grab a salad to dine in or take away. $9 for a single trip or $12 for all you can eat. Call for all your catering needs. Barbecue and more. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Norris Motor Company in Marysville invites you to check out the new 2023 Chevy Trailblazer. Sporty with lots of options and priced at just $25,500. They have a new 2023 Chevy Suburban High Country Edition. Plenty of room for everyone and everything. Check them out today at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville.
The Tigers win a national title. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports.
The 0-2 pitch. Swing! Championship is headed back to Baton Rouge.
Our thanks to the LSU Sports Radio Network. It took them 14 years, but the LSU Tigers won their 7th Men's College World Series, an 18-4 drubbing of Florida. The Gators appeared to have the momentum the night before, blowing out the Tigers 24-4 in Game 2, but LSU bounced back, setting a new record for most hits in a College World Series game with 24. To the majors in Atlanta, Braves, Twins, bottom seven, tied at one.
Gray winding and pitching, swinging a high fly to right. That ball's got a chance. That ball is gone. Marcell Ozuna.
The call on 680 AM, the fan. Marcell Ozuna untied it with that blast, and Ronald Acuna added his own in the same inning as Atlanta beat Minnesota 4-1. Continuing with baseball, Reds at Orioles, down one zip at the bottom of the second. Austin Hayes came through in the clutch.
Line drive, base hit center field. McKenna around third, he will score, and the Orioles take a 2-1 lead.
The call on WBAL, that single put the O's up 2-1, and they never looked back, crushing the Reds 10-3. Joey Weimers' two-run blast was the difference, as the Brewers edged the free-falling Mets 2-1 and reclaimed first place in the NL Central. The Angels beat the White Sox 2-1. Tigers best the Rangers 7-2, and the Mariners double up the Nationals 8-4. NHL, Connor McDavid won his third Hart Trophy as the league's most valuable player, leading the NHL in goals goals, assists, and points. Boston's Linus Ullmark won the Vezina Trophy as the top goalie. The Sharks' Erik Karlsson won the Norris Trophy as the top defenseman. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Wildcat fans, K-State football single game tickets are on sale now. Don't miss the action as your 2022 Big 12 champs defend their title this fall in the Bill. Prices start at just $30 for the home opener September 2nd. Don't wait to order as prices are subject to change. Reserve your seat today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Here's what'll get your ag news on this Tuesday, June the 27th. From the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, it's Tuesday. Time for the Stecline Report.
Folks, before I get into this climate issue, I've got to talk a little bit about the big floods that they had in Texas. You've probably heard some wild stories about how many cattle have been lost due to flooding. Well, let me tell you, I think a good part of that was overdone. However, it is a sad state of affairs. There were a lot of cattle lost. How many? Nobody knows for sure because they haven't gotten the count. In any event, it's around Hereford, Texas. The feedlots that had the big problem were located near a creek or river area. And yes, there was a lot of cattle lost. And what that lot is, we don't know. We'll wait and see. I'll let you know as soon as we know. In the meantime, I got to tell you, when you talk about climate goals, folks, this one will stop your clock. In Ireland, they're part of the union up there, the European Union, and that union has got a goal of cutting their commitment for 27 agreeing countries, 27 of them, cutting greenhouse gas emissions by at least 55% by the year 2030. In order to do that, the Ag Minister of Ireland is suggesting that they reduce methane emissions from cattle, including the culling, the getting rid of 200,000 cows. They're primarily dairy there, you know. 200,000 cows. In the meantime, they're working on the farm bill, friends, and that'll be one of our topics of discussion on another Stecline Report. I hope you'll be with me.
And that's your Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Working in agriculture, you face challenges every day. It's who you are. But those challenges, they can take a toll. Stress, anxiety, depression. It may be hard to talk about, but how you feel is worse. And just like in your operation, ignored problems will only get worse. You take care of so much. Take care of you, too. Start today at KansasAgStress.org. That's KansasAgStress.org.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department of Agriculture and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Time is money, and augers that empty your grain cart quickly can save hours in the field. Abilene Machine has you covered with the best-built augers in the industry. Abilene Machine's in-house manufacturing facility includes state-of-the-art equipment to balance, calibrate, and test their augers. Cupped flighting with 30 to 50% increased thickness on our outer edge provides longer life and greater grain handling capacity. Order durable augers online today at AbileneMachine.com.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Leuenberger. He has 30 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling, two-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Leuenberger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. 1949 is the permanent farm bill for the United States. K-State Agriculture Policy Specialist Jenny Ift discusses the large amounts of surplus commodities the U.S. had and what steps were taken to reduce that. She says people understood there was a balance between supporting farmers and not causing oversupply.
Now, going into World War II, there were high surpluses.
the situation flipped. You had a war. You had high demand for commodities. You had the war effort. The government was encouraging production. Farm support was high. Consumers were rationed. You know, even at that time, there was an understanding of this problem of surpluses. And so there was, you know, generally from the USDA, from government, from individuals, this understanding that if you set these support prices too high with the intention of helping farmers, you could end up with this untenable, difficult situation of surpluses.
IF describes what would happen to prices if we had to go back to the 1949 Farm Bill.
Yeah, 1949 is the permanent Farm Bill. And I think, you know, to us today, and if we think about parity prices, it feels a little, I guess, crazy that if we go back to 1949, you're going to have to be paying prices based on parity. So from a strictly legal perspective, the USDA might have to offer $20 per bushel for wheat, corn, you know, doubling, tripling the prices. Again, you know, the sentiment, well, it's going to help farm families. But if that were the law, you'd have production in places where it's not really economically or environmentally feasible. So nobody wants to go back to 1949 today.
President Eisenhower and his Secretary of Agriculture were concerned about many things when he was elected into office. However, one of his main worries was the prices.
Eisenhower was elected right around that time. The Korean War had ended. You had large surpluses, and so his perspective and that of his Secretary of Agriculture. Now, his Secretary of Agriculture has been quoted as being a zealous economic libertarian and against the New Deal farm programs. And so their perspective was they wanted the market to have more of a role in setting prices. They didn't want there to be these high parity prices. They were concerned about the surpluses. So that was sort of the perspective of the Eisenhower administration going into the start of his time in office.
That was Kansas State University agriculture policy specialist Jenny Ift with information about the agriculture industry and the Farm Bill after World War II to the Eisenhower administration. There are programs today that are similar to ones that were started during Eisenhower's time. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At valleyvet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door or all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleyvet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
If you hadn't noticed, cold brewing is all the rage these days in the beverage industry. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, June 27th, the 178th day of the year. Actor Tobey Maguire and fashion designer Vera Wang are sharing a birthday. Cold is the hot new trend in the beverage industry, even for traditionally hot beverages, cold brewing to be precise. Cold brewing is said to extract a different chemical balance from coffee beans or tea leaves, with fewer of the bitter acids or fatty oils that come with hot brewing. And the cold trend has even crossed into the juice segment. Traditional pressing in centrifuges, which heats the juicer's blades, is set to compromise the integrity of vitamins, minerals, and enzymes. Cold pressing is said to preserve those nutrients. Consumers are buying the story and the juice to the tune of 40 million bottles so far. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
7:30 from KNDY. It's cloudy this morning and 60 degrees. Seasonal highs in the 80s again today, then a warmer weather pattern through the end of the rest of this week.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Jeremy Heim. Well, taking a look at college baseball, we ended up with a winner last night in the College World Series as LSU beat Florida. Florida jumped out to an early lead as they scored two runs in the bottom of the first, but LSU scored six in the top of the second and four in the top of the fourth and never looked back as they beat the Florida Gators on 18 runs on 24 hits. Florida only mustered up four runs on five hits. So LSU is your champion. Don't forget tonight at Wichita State University at Charles Koch Arena, it's the Say Hey and Signatures event. Once again, that will take place in Charles Koch Arena. Gates will open at 6:30. The event starts at 7 p.m. This is your opportunity to meet the new Wichita State men's and women's basketball coaches. That's a look at your sports on the Kansas Mid-America Network.
Early bird specials are here for you only at Rusty Eck Ford. They say the early bird gets the worm. Well, at Rusty Eck Ford, the early bird gets $500. That's right. When you buy any new or pre-owned vehicle at Rusty Eck Ford and make your deal by 1 p.m., you'll get a $500 Visa gift card that you can use on whatever you want, anywhere you want. Call us, come see us, or check us out online at RustyEckFord.com. Our team will help you find the new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV you want from our huge inventory. We'll help you with the best deal right up front. You'll get top dollar for your trade, plus you'll get a $500 Visa gift card when you make your deal by 1 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Get the $500 early bird special today only for Rusty Eck Ford. Experience the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. Prices plus tax and fees. $500 Visa gift card with purchase of vehicle in stock prior to 1 p.m. at Rusty Eck Ford. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Offers expire months end.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Jeremy Heim. Well, the Kansas City Royals were off last night, but they will kick off a series starting tonight with the Cleveland Guardians. Right now, the Royals are last place in the AL Central with a 22-56 record. News out of Colorado as we caught word over the weekend that Coach Deion Sanders of Colorado University had surgery Friday to fix some blood clots in his left leg, according to Instagram posts from both him and his fiancée, Trancy Edmonds. The surgery went well, and Deion Sanders will not have to have his foot amputated. Well, the MLB draft is right around the corner. Rounds 1 and 2 will be held on Sunday, July 9th, beginning at 7 p.m. Rounds 3 through 10 are set for Monday, July 10th. Just to take a look into the draft, the Royals, they'll be picking in the 8th spot in the first round. That's a look at sports on Kansas Mid-America Network.
Have a blast this Friday at the Beatrice Speedway. Racing schedule continues on with IMC Modified, Sport Mod, Stock Car, Hobby, and Impact classes. Racing this Friday at the Beatrice Speedway. Gates open at 6 p.m., hot laps at 7, with racing time set for 7:30. Full schedule and information can be found at BeatriceSpeedway.com. Let's go racing this Friday at the Beatrice Speedway.
KNDY.
Winter snow is falling down, children laughing all around, lights are turning on, like a fairy tale come true. sitting by the fire we made. You're the answer when I prayed I would find someone, and baby I found you. And all I want is to hold you forever. All I need is you more every day. You saved my heart from being broken apart. You gave your love away, and I am thankful every day for the gift. Watching as you softly sleep, what I'd give if I could keep just this moment, if only time stood still. But the colors fade away, and the years will make us gray. But baby, in my eyes, you'll still be beautiful.